Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want flavor, ignite the summer, master the heat. Inspired by Southern grilling traditions, Monument Grills brings backyard barbecue to a whole new level with the powerful E605. It preheats to 500 degrees in just 3 minutes. Five burner infrared power up to 89,000 BTUs. Dual fuel ready, Bluetooth smart controls, and eco-friendly LED touch panel. Solid stainless build, legendary performance, unforgettable flavor. Grill like a pro? Visit monumentgrills.com. That's monumentgrills.com, because this summer, you're not just grilling, you're mastering the heat.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is the show that goes on in the middle of the week that, well, doesn't get topics that don't get carried on last weekend's show, and sure as heck won't make it into this weekend's show. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm a little tired today. I had my worst enemy at night. I'm sure you have all dealt with it at some point. Yeah, it's that wayward smoke detector doing the random beeps in the middle of the night. Which one is it? Yeah, and I made the mistake that I say I'll never make again. Oh, yeah. I'll just go back to sleep. I'll get it in the morning. Yeah, that led to about 3 hours of sleep last night. I'd been so much smarter to get up and fix it, take care of it, deal with it, and go back to bed. So I just spent about 20 minutes here this morning trying to chase the beep around the house because it's only every few minutes. So you wait, beep. Oh, I think it's over there. Beep. Oh, I think it's over there. Yeah, I was doing the smoke detector walk of shame this morning. Just what everybody wants to do. I know you guys are all doing it too. It's just one of those things. And this is a hardwired system, but it's that battery backup that you really can't control that's beeping, that's failing. So time to put in some new ones. They're only 7 years old, but that tells you what. It's kind of like milk. Sometimes the date says it should last this long, and sometimes it doesn't. So I'll be chasing those down and looking for some replacements, because odds are if one does it, they're all going to do it, and I'm not losing any more sleep. Today, I wanted to talk about something that's coming up that this is my calling out of a prediction. I think we have another epidemic coming up in housing, in construction, in our homes, that is going to be akin to our asbestos and lead paint issues that we've battled. And this is going to be bad mold remediation. All that water damage we see. I think this is going to be bigger than what we have seen in the past with asbestos and lead paint issues. I think you're going to see, have you had mold remediation done by this company? Please call, and we'll name off three names that sound like a law firm. I think that is in our future, which concerns me for a number of reasons. And we'll talk about that here today, and we're going to just glaze over this because we can't do a whole show on it here, and this is our midweek, so it's a shorter episode. But I think that we've got reasons why that I think this is going to be similar or worse than the asbestos or lead paint, because they both involve invisible hazards that, when mishandled, can really cause serious health risks, lead to costly litigation, and then we get the regulators in there. And that creates a whole other issue as well. Asbestos and lead paint were both said, it's a minor deal, not a big deal. Then all of a sudden, we saw cancers, neurological damage, all that stuff coming from them. And we figured out that, wow, it's a bigger deal. And I think we're seeing that with mold now. We're seeing incomplete removal. They're not containing things. They're not fixing the original problem that caused it, which is emerging as another silent epidemic on our hands. So here's my thoughts, and I just want to get your guys' take on it. The health risks from a bad remediation job mirrors those chronic exposures like asbestos. So when you don't do a mold remediation right, that leaves those viable spores behind, right? Which means that's going to grow someplace else and it's going to lead to ongoing contamination. So CDC, like them or not, they've found that mold exposure can exacerbate all those respiratory issues, asthma, allergies, and in sensitive individuals, it can be really bad and give chronic conditions, cognitive impairments, sinusitis, all those things that you have. And I had that as a kid. I had a sinus infection that went for over a year. And I think that was a combination of maybe some mold, and it was a combination of allergic to cats that were in the house that was not awesome. So that's one of those things that I dealt with that as a kid. So if you look at it, a 2023 EPA report on indoor air quality really emphasized that improper cleanup, like not addressing all the mold that's in the HVAC systems, for instance, can recontaminate spaces within months, just adding on the exposure to that. You know, and so when you think about who gets hit the hardest, kids, the elderly, people that are immune compromised. So we really see that some issues are coming up. And then, you know, for instance, a 2022 study in the Environmental Health Perspectives found a post-remediation mold level in 40% of tested homes that remained above safe thresholds, which correlated to a 25 to 30% increase in asthma attacks among kids. We saw in 2019 some serious toxic mold crisis in U.S. schools in California and Florida. And those botched remediations sickened hundreds of kids with symptoms persisting for years. So I think what we're going to see here, and especially the high failure rates that we're seeing when people are going back and checking out if things were remediated correctly or incorrectly. Great example, industry auditors revealed that 60% of mold remediations are ineffective due to shortcuts like using the biocides without source removal, according to a 2024 InterNACHI, International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, survey of 500 cases. Yeah, it's a small one. But that's a big number. What does that remind me of? It reminds me of the asbestos abatement in the 80s, where they just took it out, blew out the space, called it good, spreading the fibers everywhere. So I'm seeing this coming back up on the horizon. And of course, we're seeing the court cases growing. Courts saw 150% rise in mold-related lawsuits from 2018 to 2023, many targeting remediation contractors for negligence, which just looks like the litigation boom that took out Johns Manville and people like that over asbestos. Now, here's a scary one that I think it's going to affect every homeowner out there. U.S. insurance industry estimates mold claims will exceed $5 billion annually by 2027. So I'm thinking that I'm looking at this. I think this is going to be a big problem because that's the mirroring the same things that happened with lead paint and those cleanups. So I think we're going to start to see stuff like there was a case in Florida in 2022, settlement against a Florida remediation firm, $20 million for 1,500 homeowners. So I think what we're going to see is a lot of class action lawsuits, a lot of this stuff against remediation companies. So now we're going to start to see how that affects us. You're going to see insurance companies diving in because they're losing their butts on this, right? So you're going to start to see insurance carriers going, hey, we are only going to allow certified mold companies come in. We're going to make them prove with testing, which you should have anyway. They're going to basically go in there and make sure that if somebody sues them, they have all the stuff to back themselves up, which is what they should be doing anyway. But we really haven't seen that on a large scale. So I think we're going to start to see revised standards out there. We're going to see a lot of things going on as far as new standards for mold cleanup and stuff. And I think we're going to really have to, it's going to start looking like, you know, when the asbestos abatement company comes in, we're going to see a lot more of that. And the problems we're seeing too is some companies come in, they stop the water damage, they go in, they dry it out, they spray a bunch of stuff around there that could be toxics in itself. So I think this is going to be a big issue. And I think we all need to be very careful because that's a problem with this. Any one of us could have a pipe break tomorrow and any one of us could sit here and have a huge remediation problem. Great example. One of my buddies, I'm not going to name him by name. He's been on the show as a guest. He's listening. Thanks, brother, for tuning in. He had a mountain cabin. It's a couple hours from here up on Mount Hood. We had an ice storm. Power went out. Guess what? Heating kicked off. Broke some water pipes. Froze it up. His security camera stayed on. He was going to go back out there later and check. All of a sudden, in the middle of the morning, he gets this alert on his camera that something's happening. Yeah, it was water running out of the building. Because, yeah, the upstairs cabin pipes broke. And guess what happened? Yep, he had a half-inch water line running for hours. And by the time he saw it, he still had 90 minutes to get there. So he had to run all the way out there. His remediation costs, because it was not in the city close by, exceeded what his coverage was for the house. What his coverage was, it would have been cheaper to tear that place down and build it up again for just the remediation. So make sure your insurance documents are right and that you're covered, because I've seen some insane water damage. I worked on a house that I was a cabin designer for. Three-story house. Folks went to Europe. Water line, you know, that hose behind your washer and dryer, the rubber one? Yeah, burst. It filled up the lower level of the three-story house until it pushed out the sliding glass door. Had feet of water in the basement. Ran down all three floors. They had to gut that thing to the studs, remediate it, and put it together. It was worse than a house fire. So make sure, guys, keep an eye on this. This is an emerging story. We're going to keep on it. I'm going to bring on some people to talk more about it. And I think this is something that's going to get pretty crazy out there. So want you to be careful. Check your coverage to make sure you're good. And I think it's something that we're going to have to pay more and more attention to as time goes on, because it's something that I'm very concerned about. Hey, we usually talk about recalls this time of the show as well. Looking here. Anchor power banks recalled due to fire and burn hazards. Take a look at those. About almost 500,000 of those. So take a peek out there. And then your typical stuff you see out there. Homey dressers recalled due to tip over entrapment. Yeah, they didn't put one of those brackets in there. Some baby loungers, kids helmets not working. Lots of toys for kids. Some portable vaporizers are catching on fire. Lithium ion. A lot of cotton candy makers here, about 21,000 of them that catch it on fire. Icy Breeze cooling, portable fan, same. A lot of flame burn hazards here. So a lot of that kind of stuff that you see. Nothing huge on the tools again. I think that we had talked a few weeks ago about Makita recalling their cordless grease guns and grease gun hoses due to laceration hazard. That was a big one. And then, of course, the Ryobi pressure washers due to it exploding and risk of serious injury. And so if you've got one of those Ryobi electric ones, take a look. That could be an issue. All right, guys, we went way long today, but this was an important one I wanted to get out to you. I'm Eric G. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. And we got a great show coming up this weekend, so I can't wait to share it with you. And thanks for tuning into the show. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of the week here. I got a lot of going on as well with some new content coming up. Just posted up a brand new video on Land Sod on the YouTube page. Check that out. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com and follow the links. Don't forget we have a YouTube channel with the podcast and all the new videos we create. To find it, just type in at Around the House, Eric G, and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company, maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show, or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos. My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.